The time being 2 o'clock, the remote hearing of the redistricting committee for December 9th will come to order. This remote hearing is taking place in accordance with House Rule 1001 and is being live streamed by the House Public Information Office. Mr. Bersari, would you please call the roll?
Certainly. Chair Murphy.
Present.
Chair Cleghorn.
Vice Chair Cleghorn, present.
Representative Torkelson.
Torkelson, present.
Representative Bonner. Representative Bonner. Representative Garofalo. Representative Garofalo. Representative Greenman. Representative Greenman. Oh, I see her audio is trying to connect, but I'll mark her as present as well. Representative Igo.
Igo, present.
Representative Lee.
Lee, present.
Representative Long.
Present.
Representative Munson.
Munson, present.
Representative Nash.
Nash, present.
Representative New Brindley.
Present.
Representative O'Driscoll. Representative O'Driscoll. Representative Olson.
Present.
Representative Sandstead.
Present.
Representative Schultz.
Schultz, present.
Representative Stevenson.
Present.
Representative Vang.
Present.
Representative West. Representative West. I'll run through quickly one more
Garofalo time. Garofalo, present.
Oh, all right. Representative Garofalo, welcome. Representative Bonner. Representative Bonner. Representative O'Driscoll. Representative O'Driscoll. Representative West. Representative West. Madam Chair, a quorum is present.
Good. Thank you for coming. We have the minutes of our previous meeting ready for adoption. Representative Cleburne.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move adoption of the minutes for the December 2, 2021 meeting.
Is any discussion or corrections? Seeing none, all those in favor of adoption of the minutes signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The motion prevails and the minutes for December 2nd are adopted as printed. Welcome today. We have done our background work. We've heard from the public. On October 14th, we adopted principles. We've proposed plans, and we've heard from the public again on those plans. Today, in the Redistricting Committee of the House of Representatives, we provide the public of Minnesota with the culmination of all our interim committee work. We have two items on the agenda today: voting on the proposed legislative and congressional redistricting plans. As posted, the plan for today is to begin with House File 2632, the vehicle bill for the legislative redistricting plans. We will consider amendments, provide opportunity for questions, discussion, comment, and then vote on the legislative package. After we're done with the legislative district plan, we'll move to the congressional plan and do the same for that. Amendments, questions, debate, comment. We'll vote on them separately from the legislative plan. One note, we have blocked 3 hours of time for the meeting. But since this is a once in a decade occurrence, I want to make sure that members have the time they need to ask questions or get information that they need. So we may have to go longer than the 5 o'clock time that we're booked for. We have asked permission and we can continue until we're done. And we will do so if that is necessary. We have heard the substance of portions of the information we'll consider today in previous meetings, but we have never officially moved them. The first couple of motions I will make will get the documents before us. I move that House File or HF2632 be recommended to be placed on the General Register. This is the vehicle bill that's before the committee. We originally heard about this bill on August 18th. I move the H2632DE1 amendment. We had a thorough walk through of the DE1 amendment on November 19th. The DE1 amendment is before us. Representative Torkelson, you are the lead Republican on this committee, and you have posted H2632A1 amendment to the DE1 amendment. Please move it and tell us about the L2102-O map.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that amendment, and I'm pleased at this point to tell you about the map that we are presenting today. Before I forget, Madam Chair, I'd like to ask for a roll call on the amendment. When we get finished with testimony. Madam Chair, I want to thank you for the work we've accomplished so far. I'd like to thank you for giving us time today to present this amendment to the committee, and it's very much appreciated. I do have a little bit of a criticism, perhaps, but that we didn't really adopt principles. We sent them to the revisor. But the principles were discussed in committee. However, those principles are not really official at this point. Not that it matters all that much. But for instance, we did not adopt the new numbering system that was proposed in your principles, nor did we really consider school districts as for the borders of our districts, just to kind of clarify that we are not exactly on the same track with principles, Madam Chair. And also, we are presenting a full map. At our last hearing, Madam Chair, you talked about the challenges of drawing a map and how putting a map together is a bit like putting a big puzzle together, and I certainly agree with that. And as we first looked at possibly trying to just make adjustments on the map that you presented, we quickly discovered that was impossible to really do what we thought needed to be done by making small changes. So we've come forward now with a complete map for the entire state. And in fact, we feel that our map in many ways is superior. Our map has fewer splits of judicial districts principal cities and counties and those sorts of things than the DFL map has. We actually have one more minority opportunity district than the DFL map. Our map, just as yours is contiguous and compact, but ours actually scores a little better on those fronts. Our deviation is just like yours, under 1%. That's an important principle, we believe, one that your side proposed to change, but in the end did not, and we appreciate that. This map is one that we are very proud of, and we think that could well make a good map to move forward with, should we try to move forward and negotiate with the Senate to get a map that may accomplish our final goal of getting a map on the governor's desk. With that, Madam Chair, I don't think I have a lot more to say. I do not intend to go through the map line by line or district by district. It's been before us now for quite a few days. We did post the date well ahead of the committee meeting so that everyone's had a chance to look it over and examine it. And hopefully they've come up with some questions for us today. With that, Madam Chair, I will stand for questions.
Representative Long.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have three questions. The first is, I think for Mr. Gehring, Representative Torkelson described this, I think, as not real principles that we voted on as a committee. And I think we had a pretty clear explanation in a previous meeting about the vote that we took on principles. And I'm wondering if Mr. Gehring could explain what action this committee took on the principle vote.
Mr. Gehring, Matt Gehring from Independent Nonpartisan House Research.
Madam Chair, yes, Matt Gehring from House Research. Representative Long, to answer your question, the committee in reviewing its principles bill in November voted to approve a proposed committee bill that will be introduced in the legislative process when the session reconvenes in January. It proposes principles to be enacted by statute, until the legislature fully votes on the statutory change and has the governor sign them into law, the statutes, of course, don't take effect. So it may be that Representative Torkelson was referring to that sort of additional step that would be needed to make the principles binding on as part of state law. I think I'll leave it at that. Hope that helps.
Thank you, Mr. Gehring. So my understanding is that the action that we took is at least binding on this committee insofar as that we have adopted them for our committee and now they are proceeding as part of our process. So two questions on the map in particular, just based on the principles, Representative Torkelson. The first is that I had the good fortune to spend 4 years in Northfield. And so I know that city particularly well. And I noticed that this map divides what's a pretty small city into two. And I'm curious if you could explain what principle was used for dividing Northfield along the borders that you have it in your map.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair.
Representative Torkelson.
Thank you, Representative Long, for those questions. First, in relation to the principles, the motion in our minutes states that Vice Chair Cleburne moved that the committee instruct the revisor to draft the amendments or the principles as a committee bill. That, to me, doesn't sound like we adopted them, but it's a matter of semantics, perhaps. As far as the city division goes, we have fewer cities divided on our map than you have on your map. It's impossible to draw a map with zero splits. We know that, and you know that. And as you work your way across the state of Minnesota drawing a map, eventually you will find that you get to a point where you are actually forced to do some splits. And it just happened that Northfield was the one that came up as we worked through our map. It would happen to be Northfield. It could have been another city, I suppose, but that's the way it turned out on the map that we are presenting to you today. But again, I remind you, we have fewer splits than the DFL map.
Okay, Chair Murphy.
Representative Long.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So I guess for Northfield in particular, I do appreciate that some splits of jurisdictions are inevitable, particularly large ones, large counties and others where you're going to have to make these tough decisions. When we're looking at house districts of 40,000 and a city of 20,000, it just seems a little strange to me that we would split a city of that size in two, and also seemed a little strange to me that we would put one college on one side of that split and the other college on the other side of that split in a town that's known for its two colleges. And I'm just curious if you could maybe specifically to that district explain why, what principle was used to make that decision.
Madam Chair.
Representative Torkelson.
Well, thank you. Well, we use the principles as we stated of trying to minimize splits as much as possible. In reference to Northfield itself, there's quite a bit of competition between those two campuses. Perhaps they need to be split just so they have something to talk about. I'm kidding, Madam Chair. I probably shouldn't joke about something so serious because this is serious work. But again, our map has fewer splits than the DFL map. It's a better map.
Representative Long.
Thank you, Madam Chair. There is competition, although I think we all share a love for Northfield, and it is the town of cows, colleges, and contentment, after all. And I think it is a pretty clear community of interest. But so I'll move on to my final question. So for the district that is labeled 34A in your map, I'm having trouble with the contiguity principle with that district. In particular, there is a portion where there's a river crossing in that district. And I was wondering if you could help me understand how you would get from one side of the other to the other by water, given the divide there.
Representative Torkelson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It's my recollection that this is the same thing that the courts did 10 years ago, that this district is currently split, but that the river currently divides that district. Sorry about my misstatement. And so it's just a continuation of something that is already happening. Again, a certain number of splits are inevitable. We could go through all the splits on your map. We won't be doing that today, but we believe this one is justified because it's something that's already in place.
Madam Chair.
Representative Long.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think I'm not talking about the split of communities here. I'm talking about contiguity, and the principles that you had offered previously in your amendment included that you could have contiguous districts by water if it was passable. But there is no way to pass across that body of water in this district. So I would suggest that 34A district is not contiguous by the own principles that you had offered as an amendment previously. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Representative Long. Representative Stevenson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I wanted to ask Representative Torkelson about what the Republican map does to the community of St. Cloud. I did appreciate that Representative Torkelson posted the Republican map far enough in advance that I was able to do significant research as to how the Republican caucus has decided to approach St. Cloud here. I note that under the current map, St. Cloud is contained within one Senate district and two House districts. If I'm not mistaken, the Republican map divides St. Cloud into three different Senate districts and four different House districts, which is really remarkable to me when you consider that the community of St. Cloud only grew by about 3,000 people over the course of the last decade. So it's not like there was tremendous population growth in that region that required a massive redrawing of the lines. And my recollection is that we had substantial testimony specific to St. Cloud and the need to keep St. Cloud together. and to not divide it up in such a way. And so I wonder if Representative Torkelson could comment on the decisions that they made that the Republican MAC makes with regard to St. Cloud in particular, why they chose to slice up the city so many ways, and how they felt that squares with the testimony that was given as to St. Cloud.
Madam Chair.
Representative Torkelson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Representative Stevenson, for those questions. I will go back again to the general situation. We heard testimony, for instance, that from Otter Tail County that they did not want to be split, but on the DFL map, they are split. It's impossible to satisfy every request for compactness and contiguity. We do our best, and I remind you again that we do a better job overall on our map by keeping more communities whole. You cannot draw a map without dividing some communities. The way our map laid out, St. Cloud ended up being divided. I don't deny that. It's obvious on the map. But again, our map has fewer of those situations than the DFL map.
Madam Chair?
Representative Stevenson.
Well, Madam Chair, I'm very disappointed in that answer, because I think that it doesn't really address the question of why the Republican map made those decisions with specific regard to St. Cloud in the face of testimony, and just pointing fingers at another map isn't really satisfactory, particularly, I think, when he references Otter Tail County, which I understand is addressed by a different amendment that we'll be looking at today. So, I think it's important to be responsive to the testimony. We spent a lot of time listening to testimony around the state, and I think there's a lot of examples in this amendment of where the Republican map does not conform with testimony and makes decisions that are just inexplicable, particularly with regard to splitting a community of 60,000 people into three Senate districts into four House districts with no justification offered. I didn't hear any justification offered for that split other than that we split less than you split. And that's just disappointing. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair.
Representative Torkelson.
Well, it just so happens that the city of St. Cloud occupies three different counties. Because of that, it's not illogical that it be divided more than you might suspect for a city of that size. And in fact, Madam Chair, we listened to the testimony too, just as you did. And as you know, you can't satisfy everyone. We took the public testimony very seriously. And we believe that much of that public testimony is reflected in our map, and there is much public testimony that is not reflected in the DFL map. Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Representative Stevenson, for the question.
Is there any further discussion? Representative New Brindley.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Representative Torkelson, for your map. I know, and frankly, thank you to Representative Chair Murphy and staff on both sides. I know that drawing these maps is a tedious, significant, hours and hours long process. So I really do appreciate the work that goes into it, and I understand that it is incredibly technical and it is incredibly difficult to get things to line up just as they need to. And I think, Chair Murphy, you've said in the past, you change something in one spot and it changes everything. So I appreciate what a difficult process it is. But I wanna say thank you to Chair Torkelson and to our Republican team. On every objective measure, this map is a better map. We heard from our local cities and townships, our local municipalities, that they did not want to be split. They wanted to remain whole. And this map reflects fewer splits than the DFL map, which is a good positive thing. Excuse me. We heard from lots of minority community members through our initial testimony. And I think that's important. We've talked a lot about communities of interest here. And I really appreciate that this map actually creates an additional minority opportunity district. I think that's a good thing for the state. So thank you for that, Representative Torkelson. And I think lastly, we heard testimony initially that we don't want to see gerrymandered districts. And I think we all on this committee share that goal. And this map is also more compact. And we see that as a result of that hard work. And so at this point, I very much appreciate the work that you've done, Chair Torkelson and staff. And by every objective measure, this is just a better map. And thank you for that. Honestly, the only reason to not vote for this map is political. And I appreciate that many times from both sides, we have heard that there's no place for politics in this committee. And I agree. And so I certainly will be voting for this amendment and this map, Chair Torkelson. And I look forward to all of you joining me. Thank you.
Is there anyone else that has their hand up? If not, Representative Torkelson.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. Just a few closing comments before we take a vote. Once again, this map is superior in many ways to the map that was presented by the DFL. It splits fewer communities. It has an additional minority opportunity district. It respects the Native American communities across our state. It is in many ways superior, and I would encourage everyone on this committee to vote for the best map. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Torkelson, for Amendment H2632A1, Amendment to the DE1. Any further questions, statements, comments? Last chance. Representative Torkelson.
I'm done, Madam Chair.
Okay. And you asked for a roll call, right?
Yes, Madam Chair. I did ask for a roll call.
See, no further discussion. The Torkelson H2632A1 amendment to the DE1 amendment is before us. All those in Mr. Borsari, will you please call the roll?
Certainly. All right. Chair Murphy?
No.
Chair Murphy, nay. Vice Chair Cleburne?
Nay.
Vice Chair Cleburne, nay. Representative Torkelson?
Aye.
Representative Torkelson, aye. Representative Bonner?
Nay.
Representative Bonner, nay. Representative Garofalo?
Aye.
Representative Garofalo, aye. Representative Greenman?
Nay.
Representative Greenman, nay. Representative Igoe?
Igoe, aye.
Representative Igoe, aye. Representative Lee?
Lee, no.
Representative Lee, nay. Representative Long?
No.
Representative Long, nay. Representative Munson?
Munson, no.
Representative Munson, nay. Representative Nash?
Nash, aye.
Representative Nash, aye. Representative DeBrinley?
Aye.
Representative DeBrinley, aye. Representative O'Driscoll?
O'Driscoll, aye.
Representative O'Driscoll, aye. Representative Olson?
No.
Representative Olson, no. Representative Sandsted?
No.
Representative Sandsted, no. Representative Schultz?
No.
Representative Schultz, nay. Representative Stevenson?
Stevenson, no.
Representative Stevenson, nay. Representative Vang?
Vang, no.
Representative Vang, no. Representative West?
West, aye.
Representative West, aye. Madam Chair, there are 7 ayes and 12 nays.
On a vote of 7 to 12, the motion does not prevail and the amendment is not adopted. I have the next amendment and I move House File 2632A2 amendment. The amendment is the corresponding with that is the map L2101-1 map. Mr. McCall will present the map on there. The amendment has four parts, and it's a result of us listening and pretty much with the written and visits of the public visits at the listening session that we held on December 2nd and 3rd. The first item on the change or the amendment to the map that you saw previously, the cities of Roseville and White Bear Lake are now split fewer times. The suggestions that the public made and the people that appeared said, number two, that the neighborhoods of the east side of St. Paul and Highland Park neighborhoods of St. Paul should be in more cohesive districts where communities are united more fully in these areas. And as a result, we have adjusted the maps pretty much in the direction that the gentleman that appeared said we should go and what we should follow. The third major change for this amendment is in response to the testimony we heard from the communities that have already been mentioned, that Otter Tail County that wish to be kept together in a legislative district. While we were unable to put the whole county in one Senate district without significantly disrupting other neighboring districts, the amendment does place more of Otter Tail County's population in a single House district, which turns out to be House District 09A. Including the cities of Fergus Falls, Otter Tail, and Pelican Rapids, who all came to testify how important it was for them to have one voice at the legislature. The proposed changes in this region also allow Traverse County and Polk County to be kept whole within a single House district, which is 9B for Traverse, 12A for Pope, and all of Todd County will become nested in a single Senate District 10. And the fourth change on the map comes from the testimony that we heard from the young woman who said to keep more of Freeborn County in southern Minnesota together in a district where the cities of Albert Lea, Glenville, and Ammons are united in a district. And so those are the amendments contained in H2632A2 amendment to the DE1 before us. Representative Torkelson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. If we could go on the shared screen back to the Otter Tail County area. Thank you, Madam Chair. you know, it wouldn't be impossible to get Otter Tail County all in one Senate district. A simple matter of repairings would actually fix that problem. If you paired your 9A and 5A, paired your 5B and 10B, and paired 9B and 10A, the problem would be solved.
Gee, thank you for that suggestion.
You're welcome, Madam Chair.
Any other discussion? Any other suggestions? Representative New Brindley.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm wondering if you can also just touch on the other changes that were made in the map. I know that you highlighted those four. There are some additional changes as well. And I'm wondering if you can just touch on those.
Mr. McCall?
Madam Chair, Representative New Brindley, first of all, can you hear me okay?
Little yes, louder.
Okay, let me get computer two closer. To the question from Representative New Brindley, the four buckets of changes that the chair described are the major initiating changes to the map. There are a number of very small adjustments elsewhere in the map that are mostly in reaction to ensuring that all of the legislative districts stay within the ideal population deviation of less than 1%. So if you continue to follow the western and southern border of the state through those various districts, there is a very small domino effect from the changes in the Otter Tail County area and in the Freeborn County area that result in one or two townships flipping from one district to another district. And that chain reaction just continues to hug the border for the most part. I will note that another byproduct of these changes is that all of Maurer County is now kept whole in House District 64B. That was previously divided between the A and B side of Senate District 64. So all of those changes are largely driven by population balance. There are two other minor changes. The city of Clearwater, there is a four-person precinct of that city that is in Stearns County, whereas the rest of the city is in Wright County. It's very difficult to see on this map, but there's a very small little blue corner you'll see at the very tip of Stearns. And that is because this map is incorporating that four-person precinct into House District 15A so that the city of Clearwater is all together. And then one other very minor change in the metro area, in the city of Eden Prairie, there is a small change to the boundary between House District 47A and District 46B that just moves the boundary so that it consistently follows Flying Cloud Road through the commercial district there. So for a point of reference, the Eden Prairie Center shopping mall complex would essentially move from 47A to 46B. And then there's a small residential unit that's part of that change. I believe it's approximately 20 voters. So the four large changes that the chair mentioned are the driving changes. The rest are small and largely technical changes to ensure that the population goals in the redistricting committee principles are still met in all of the legislative districts.
Madam Chair.
Representative New Brindley.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And thank you, Mr. McCall. That was very, very helpful. And clearly, you know your map well. I appreciate that. Can you go over for me really quickly? I know that there was this little change in Aitkin County as well. Can you go over that one too?
Madam Chair, yes. One Representative Brindley, one moment. I think I know which change you are referring to. Yes, so there is a small modification to where the boundaries are in Aitkin County, and that is a kind of cascading set of minor changes that result from the changes in Otter Tail County. So if we look at the revised House District 5A, because there is less of Otter Tail County in that district, it now follows Highway 10 into southern Wadena County. That mostly impacted House District 10A to the south, but it did also make a slight dip in the population of House District 5B. So that, if I remember correctly, moves slightly further to the east in Cass County. And so there's also a slight revision as you follow that process through to keep House Districts 6A, 6B, and 11B balanced for population. So now there is a straighter line, I would say, across from east to west through northern Aitkin County, which would be a part of House District 6A. And then there is a little bit more of southeast Aitkin County in 6B. And you'll also notice, if I remember correctly, I think this causes there to be a wider border between 6A and 6B, whereas I think that had been a little bit more of a narrow corridor on the previous map.
Excellent, Madam Chair.
Representative Brindley.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And thank you so much, Mr. McCall. I really appreciate your thorough explanations. That's really helpful. Madam Chair, I do have another question. I apologize because I did miss one evening of testimony. My daughter had her school program that night, so I apologize. But I did not hear testimony on the Roseville and White Bear Lake splits. Can you direct me to the testimony on those? Was that written testimony or was that testimony from committee that night? And like I said, I apologize for not being able to be there for one of the committees.
Madam Chair?
Mr. McCall.
Madam Chair, Representative New Brindley, there was written testimony submitted by the city of Roseville that expressed concern about the division of the city into three House districts and three Senate districts. So that caused the inciting factor for those minor changes in northern Ramsey County, and those are changes of a circular nature between District 28B, 29A, and 29B that also resulted in, as an effect of that, the city of White Bear Lake now being entirely within Senate District 29.
Madam Chair.
And those are posted for the public to see.
Yeah. Madam Chair. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. I clearly missed that one, so I appreciate that. And I really appreciate also the effort to have fewer splits. I think that's important. I think that we heard that from our cities and counties sort of across the state. I'm wondering, I didn't see the analysis of those splits. Overall, I know that you were able to, you had mentioned Traverse and Pope counties are whole now, and there's another in that region, I forget what the third one was. However, Douglas County is split now. I mean, I know, as we said, there's always sort of a chain reaction of things that happen. I'm wondering if you have the assessment of how many splits you had in the original map versus how many splits this map will give us overall.
Mr. McCall.
Madam Chair, I do have those notes. I just need one moment to pull them up. Um, If there, Madam Chair, if there are any other questions or comments, I would recommend moving to the next one, and I will have that information to follow up with in just a moment.
I didn't see any other hands.
Okay, no pressure.
Sorry.
Take your time, Mr. McCall.
We've got a couple of hours, so.
Madam Chair, my filing electronic filing system is failing me temporarily. So I will have that information momentarily.
Sure. Madam Chair.
Representative New Brindley.
Excellent. And Mr. McCall, feel free to interrupt me whenever you have it. But I was just gonna add while we wait, maybe make a little less pressure for Mr. McCall in the meantime. But I just wanted to echo Representative Torkelson's comments. I was looking at Otter Tail as well, and while I appreciate the effort to put that in a House district, certainly all of Otter Tail County with relatively little movement. I mean, we made lots of those changes, obviously, that sort of affected, like you said, the southern border and the western border. Certainly, we could put Otter Tail County into a single Senate district as well. That would be possible with the way that was drawn. But overall, certainly appreciate the effort to minimize those splits, keeping those cities and counties with fewer splits. I think that is an important piece here.
Thank Madam you, Mr. McCall.
Madam Chair, Representative New Brindley, the proposed L2101-1 map would decrease the number of divided county subdivisions from the original Murphy map from 54 to 53, from 74 to 64. The number of counties that are divided would decrease from 54 to 53. So a decrease of 1 for divided counties, but also a decrease of 10 for divided county subdivisions, so cities and townships.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Mr. McCall.
Representative Nash.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I was going to save this as we got closer to the vote, so I was trying to help Representative Brindley and Mr. McCall out, but for those folks that are watching from home and have been hoping that they would see what has been advertised as a bipartisan effort that was fair, I would direct them to scrutinize this map that we're about to vote on much more closely and to realize that in reality, it is not a fair map and that there are, as Representative Torkelson pointed out, infinitely more splits and deficiencies in your map than the one that you just chose to vote down. And I think that's a newsworthy item for people who look to the legislature for this product every 10 years. And I think that based on the map that you're going to move out of committee and more than likely vote off the floor, that scrutiny will leave them disappointed. It will leave them with the feeling that a hyper-partisan product is what is being voted on, and that contrary to testimony that was provided and commentary that was provided and other things, that this map comes up very short. So I just think that's something that people who either are watching live or will watch this on a recording should take note of, that when we started, it was touted that this would be fair and bipartisan. And I think that was the last time that any of those things were really consciously considered by the majority party. So thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Representative Nash. Is there any other comments that anyone wants to make on the amendment to the amendment? If not, this is not the final vote on the bill. This is a vote on the House H2632A2 amendment to the DE1 amendment before us. Are there any further comments? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, say nay.
No.
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 The motion prevails. The amendment to the amendment is adopted. There are no further amendments to the DE. Any further questions or discussions before we vote on the DE1 as amended? Reminder, this is not the final vote on the bill. Is there any further discussion on the DE1 amendment as amended? Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor of the DE1 as amended signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, say nay.
Nay.
Say no.
The motion prevails. The amendment is amended as adopted. Are there any questions on HF 2632 as amended? Is there any comments that anyone wants to make about House File 2632 as amended?
Madam Chair.
Representative Torkelson.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to reiterate what I've been saying, because it's important, Madam Chair. Some improvements were made on your map, but they still do not come close to our map as far as number of splits. Our map is still a better map. I do thank you for making some changes. There are many opportunities to make it a better map yet, but at this point, Madam Chair, I'm going to recommend a no vote on the map.
Thank you very much. You're right, Representative Torkelson, that some changes were made and that there are two different approaches in the two different maps. I certainly recognize that all of us heard the same things at the same times. And then we read the testimony that was presented in writing to all of us. And we talked in our working groups as we developed our maps and listened to the public. But I truly believe that this is what's before us, H2632 as amended, is the people's map. I believe that the census workers did a tremendous job for getting the greatest turnout of numbers of people that answered their census questionnaires. And the state demographer's office and the other voters groups in the state and that wanted to be counted did such a tremendous job. Minnesota's population grew by 7.6%, or 402,000. Representative Cleavorn.
Madam Chair, I just wanted you to know that Representative Munson has had his hand up for a while, so I didn't know if you could see that.
I did not see that till just now, yes. Representative Munson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I'm sorry to cut into your final statement, but I just wanted to share my thoughts on this bill as well. This is my first time serving on the redistricting committee, and if you all would vote for my term limits bill, it would be my last. I really look forward to being on this committee. I have a great interest in demographics and learning about this process because I think it impacts the legislature, obviously. And one of my frustrations is about how incumbents have so much protection, it being, you know, building name recognition and stuff. And as we start redistricting, as we start with the existing maps, it has a built-in protection for incumbents. And I'd love to see, you know, drastic changes to the maps in the state to kind of shake things up. But I also understand as a legislator, a sitting legislator, every time you look at a map, the first thing you do is focus on where you live and what communities that you would quote unquote lose, because you have this inherent idea that this is your district and it's not. We represent the district drawn for us. But as I look at every map submitted, the first thing I do is look, why I would lose New Richland. I would lose all those great people out in Elysian and stuff. And you feel like there's a loss for a change to the map. And so I understand now some of the both sides of this as we work on this committee together. I also want to just say that with Zoom and not being in person, we've lost out on a lot of communication and being able to work together and stuff and kind of behind the scenes, this collaboration that we've lost on so much of the legislation this year. Margaret Martine, the researcher for the Newhouse Republican Caucus, has been really helpful. We've dug into this. I paid to go to seminars and to learn about the software and the principles that all these other states are using for redistricting. But in the end, we end up gerrymandering around all of these different communities and creating maps that are chopped up. And when you do create maps that incorporate certain communities of interest, you end up with a legislature of people who are more partisan and more polarized and creates a larger impasse in government. I think that the redistricting is a direct cause of so much of people's frustration with not getting things done in the legislature. And it starts with the maps. It's amazing how much influence this committee and what we're doing or what we could do has on government. And so I want to thank you for your time and the staff and everybody that put so much work into it. And I'm going to be, voting against the bill today, but I do appreciate the amendment that you made to have some improvement to the map. But in the end, I think that I wish we could have fewer principles and just focus on making district maps that are compact, and it shouldn't matter if the communities are divided, because people would just have twice the number of people representing them or their community and have twice the votes in the legislature. So I want to thank everybody for their time, and I appreciate being a part of the committee.
Thank you, Representative Munson. I appreciate those comments. And many times during this process, I've thought the same things. So thank you for bringing them forth. But our population has changed. And we grew, not as much as some people thought they would, but we were able to keep our 8 congressional districts. 78% of the growth statewide was concentrated in the 7-county metro area. But we did listen too, and we were mindful of the places where the communities that share identifiable interests gather in their community spaces, in as much as we were told about it. Districts must be compact and contiguous, and the borders of each district must touch, and we have to minimize the division of communities and the counties and the cities and the school districts. But that ripple goes far, as has already been mentioned. Every voice should be counted. Every vote should be counted. It's responsible ability of this committee to adopt the maps that reflect where the people were counted. While we need to have districts compact and contiguous, we also need to make sure that the districts represent the people who live in them. We have lots of different kinds of data. I believe that the map that is being presented for our final vote, House File 2632, as amended, I believe that this does empower the people who live in Minnesota and in the various districts across the state, empowers them to participate in their democracy. And I think our votes of these maps today, this map today, signifies our sincerity to deliver maps to the people in time for the rest of the state's municipalities to finalize their maps. And I strongly encourage a vote for the people. And I encourage us on this committee to vote yes. Is there any further discussion? Any other hands up? I renew my motion that House File 2632 as amended be recommended to be placed on the general register. This is the final vote, so we must have a roll call. Mr. Borsari, would you please call the roll?
Mayor Murphy.
Yes.
Mayor Murphy, aye. Vice Chair Cleavorn.
Aye.
Vice Chair Cleavorn, aye. Representative Torkelson.
Nay.
Representative Torkelson, nay. Representative Bonner.
Aye.
Representative Bonner, aye. Representative Garofalo.
No.
Representative Garofalo, no. Representative Greenman.
Aye.
Representative Greenman, aye. Representative Igo.
Igo, no.
Representative Igo, nay. Representative Lee.
Lee, aye.
Representative Lee, aye. Representative Long.
Aye.
Representative Long, aye. Representative Munson.
Munson, nay.
Representative Munson, nay. Representative Nash.
Nash, no.
Representative Nash, nay. Representative New Brindley.
New Brindley, no.
Representative New Brindley, nay. Representative O'Driscoll. Representative O'Driscoll. Representative Olson.
Aye.
Representative Olson, aye. Representative Sandsted.
Aye.
Representative Sandsted, aye. Representative Schultz.
Schultz, aye.
Representative Schultz, aye. Representative Stevenson.
Aye.
Representative Stevenson, aye. Representative Vang.
Vang, aye.
Representative Vang, aye. Representative West?
West, no.
Representative West, no. And let me check once more with Representative O'Driscoll. And Representative O'Driscoll. Madam Chair, there are 11 ayes and 7 nays.
On a vote of 11 to 7, the motion prevails, and House File 2632, as amended, is on the way to the floor and the general register. Thank you for your good discussion and the questions and the alternative discussion that took place. I appreciate that very much. Our next order of business this afternoon is the congressional district maps. And as noted before, we're working from the document MG058 and the map coded C2101-2O-O. Let me do that again. The map coded C 2101-0, which we already walked through on November 23rd, but we did not move it. Is there any, let's see, I move that MG058 document come before the committee for your attention. Representative Torkelson, you have an amendment, MG0581. MG058A1 amendment. Will you move it and tell us about C2102-0 map?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm happy to make that amendment. This is, again, an alternative to the plan presented by you, Madam Chair, and your fellow members. Again, rather than just a little bit of a tune-up, it was more practical and more appropriate for us to draw a completely different map from yours. Our map, again, has less splits. Fewer county splits and fewer city splits than the DFL map. These are priorities that we, principles that we feel we should adhere to as closely as possible. Also, Madam Chair, just in kind of general layout of the map, your proposed map has a district that goes border to border across the northern part of Minnesota. Being familiar with agriculture across the state, I know that agriculture in the Red River Valley is dramatically different from agriculture anywhere else in northern Minnesota. And a district that that represents the Red River Valley is really important. Not splitting the Red River Valley makes good sense. It's a part of the state that has a lot of common interest, a common type of agriculture, and is a good fit. Likewise, Madam Chair and members, CD1, Congressional District 1, that on our map goes edge to edge across southern Minnesota, incorporates agricultural region that has a lot in common. In fact, those of us that have been around the legislature for a while know that there's a group called the I-90 Coalition. I-90 goes border to border across southern Minnesota. That coalition is a bipartisan group and was formed because there are common interests along the I-90 corridor that do make a lot of sense and fit well into a single congressional district. With that, Madam Chair, I strongly urge support for my amendment and a superior map.
Thank you, Representative Long.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just have one question for Representative Torkelson. We've heard loud and clear the importance Representative Torkelson and the maps that are being proposed for not dividing political subdivisions unnecessarily. But looking in the county that I live in, Hennepin County, we see that it is divided far more than is required by population and even far more than I think a reasonable buffer. Hennepin County for sure is a large county. It's 20% of the state's population, but it's drawn into 5 congressional districts in this map. So this one county would be represented by 60% of the state's congressional districts, which is pretty astounding. So I was curious, Representative Torkelson, if you could explain why Hennepin County is divided into so many different districts.
Madam Chair.
Representative Torkelson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Representative Long, for that question. You know, Hennepin County is a very difficult part of Minnesota to deal with. It's a very large county, and it's a very diverse county. As you go from the heart of Minneapolis to the western edge of Hennepin County, things change a lot, frankly. In this district, we made a choice, especially with Congressional District 3, to incorporate a district that really included those first-ring suburbs that we feel have a lot in common. Even though it does split Hennepin County, it does make for a district that has a lot of common interest. Those communities look and work together effectively. And that was our reasoning behind that. As you said, there's no choice but to split Hennepin County significantly, and we believe that this is an approach that makes a lot of sense.
Madam Chair.
Representative Long.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, I suppose I'd say, Representative Torkelson, you can't have it both ways. You can't say on the one hand that the district's boundaries for counties and cities are of utmost importance, and then on the other hand say that communities of interest are of most importance when you want them to be. I think if you're going to prioritize having cities and county borders be of the most importance, then having a county like Hennepin divided into as many congressional districts as you do doesn't make sense. And if you want to argue communities of interest, then I think the criticisms that you've lobbed at our map ring hollow. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair.
Representative Torkelson.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. Again, thank you, Representative Long. But again, I'll remind you that we split fewer counties than your map does. We split fewer cities than your map does. You can't avoid splits altogether. It's impossible. You know that by picking out just one county and somehow condemning our whole map based on that single county being split is not appropriate. We split fewer counties than the DFL map. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Is there any other discussion? Any other questions? Any comment? Representative Greenman. Greenman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you. Representative Torkelson, I just
had a quick question for
Sorry, I am struggling with technology today. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Is that better?
Yes.
Okay. Just a question, you know, one of the things in our principles was about keeping tribal nations whole. We heard a testimony on that as it related to the congressional map. And I'm wondering just from looking at the map and thinking about the seven Anishinaabe tribes, if you how they were treated in if you were able to keep them in a congressional district, and if not, why you chose to split them.
Representative Torkelson.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. We feel that we have treated the district or the reservations as well as we can. It's a big state. These Indian communities are spread out all across the geography of the state. We've done everything we can to keep them whole and keep as many of them together as we can. Again, it's impossible to avoid all divisions.
Representative Greenman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Can you just, because I don't have the map isn't up. Can you just tell me how in the seven Anishinaabe tribes, where they ended up in terms of congressional districts? Or thank you, Chris. Mr. McCall.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat the question, Representative Greenman?
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair, Representative Torkelson. I was just asking when it comes to the seven Anishinaabe tribes, how they are split. I think I heard you say that they are split, but I just wanted to get clarification on that on your map.
Madam Chair.
Representative Torkelson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. No reservations are actually split on the map. I did express earlier why District 7 is shaped the way it is and why District 1 is shaped the way it is based on other priorities, but that is the situation as I see it. Thank you.
Are there any other comments or questions? Seeing none, the Torkelson MG 058A1 amendment is before us.
Madam Chair?
Representative Torkelson.
I would like to request a roll call, please.
Okay. Roll call has been requested. Mr. Borsari, will you please take the roll?
One moment. Okay. Chair Murphy.
No.
Chair Murphy, nay. Vice Chair Cleburne.
Nay.
Vice Chair Cleburne, nay. Representative Torkelson.
Aye.
Representative Torkelson, aye. Representative Bonner.
Nay.
Representative Bonner, nay. Representative Garofalo.
Garofalo, aye.
Representative Garofalo, aye. Representative Greenman.
Nay.
Representative Greenman, nay. Representative Igo.
Igo, aye.
Representative Igo, aye. Representative Lee.
Lee, no.
Representative Lee, nay. Representative Long.
No.
Representative Long, nay. Representative Munson.
Munson, aye.
Representative Munson, aye. Representative Nash.
Nash, aye.
Representative Nash, aye. Representative New Brindley.
Aye.
Representative New Brindley, aye. Representative O'Driscoll. Representative O'Driscoll. Representative Olson.
O'Driscoll, aye. Couldn't get my mute button fast enough, sorry.
Oh, no worries. Thanks.
O'Driscoll, aye.
Representative O'Driscoll, aye. Representative Olson?
No.
Representative Olson, no. Representative Sandstead?
No.
Representative Sandstead, no. Representative Schultz?
No.
Representative Schultz, nay. Representative Stevenson?
No.
Representative Stevenson, nay. Representative Vang?
Vang, no.
Representative Vang, no. Representative West?
Aye.
Representative West, aye. Madam Chair, there are 8 ayes and 11 nays.
On a vote of 8 yes, 11 no, the motion does not prevail and the amendment is not adopted. I have the second amendment. I move MGO58A2 amendment. The map with MGO582 is C2101-1. These are the proposed changes. To the congressional map and reduces the divided counties from 19 to 13 and the number of divided county subdivisions from 9 to 7. Are there any questions on the MGO582 C2101-1 map and amendment? Any questions? Comments? Representative New Brindley.
Madam Chair, I just wanted to comment that I do appreciate the shift in sort of philosophy on making sure that we split counties and cities as few times as possible. I appreciate that effort. Thank you.
Any other? Representative New Brindley? No? Thank you very much. Any other one? Seeing no further questions, The MG05822 amendment is before us. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, aye. Say no.
No.
All those in favor say aye.
No.
All those
aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no.
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 The motion prevails. The amendment is adopted. There are no further amendments. MG058, as amended, is before us. Are there any questions or comments or discussion? If not, Representative or Mr. Bosari, will you please call the roll?
Certainly.
Am I right, Ms.?
It's a unique last name.
Ms. Conley, am I in the right place?
Madam Chair, I think you were going to defer to Representative Cleavorn, Munson, and Torkelson to see if they had any closing comments or final comments, but it didn't look like anybody raised their hand, so maybe they didn't.
So, okay.
Madam Chair.
So I am moving on the final vote on the congressional redistricting map, right?
That's correct, but I think Representative Torkelson was seeking to be recognized.
Representative Torkelson.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. I do intend to make closing remarks after the final vote, if that is was my understanding. If you'd rather have my closing remarks now, I'd be happy to make them.
No, I think we should vote first. Don't you? You weren't going to comment just on the congressional map, were you?
That's correct, Madam Chair. I have overall comments to make at the end.
Okay. Any other comments on the vote for adoption of the congressional map as amended? If not, all those in favor say, or do I have to do a roll call?
Madam Chair, I think the motion is that you move that the committee instruct the reviser to draft MG058 as amended as a committee bill for introduction under House Rules 1.13.
All right. Yes. That's correct. Okay. And this is a final vote. So I move that the committee instruct the reviser to draft MG058 as amended as a committee bill for introduction under House Rule 1.13. This is a final vote. Mr. Borsari, will you please call the roll?
Certainly. Chair Murphy.
Yes.
Chair Murphy, aye. Vice Chair Cleavorn.
Cleavorn, aye.
Vice Chair Cleavorn, aye. Representative Torkelson.
Torkelson, no.
Representative Torkelson, nay. Representative Bonner.
Aye.
Representative Bonner, aye. Representative Garofalo.
Garofalo, no.
Representative Garofalo, nay. Representative Greenman.
Greenman, aye.
Representative Greenman, aye. Representative Igo.
Igo, no.
Representative Igo, nay. Representative Lee.
Lee, aye.
Representative Lee, aye. Representative Long.
Aye.
Representative Long, aye. Representative Munson.
Munson, nay.
Representative Munson, nay. Representative Nash.
Nash, no.
Representative Nash, nay. Representative New Brindley?
No.
Representative New Brindley? Nay. Representative O'Driscoll?
O'Driscoll, no.
Representative O'Driscoll? Nay. Representative Olson?
Aye.
Representative Olson? Aye. Representative Sandsted?
Aye.
Representative Sandsted? Aye. Representative Schultz?
Aye.
Representative Schultz? Aye. Representative Stevenson?
Aye.
Representative Stevenson? Aye. Representative Vang?
Vang, aye.
Representative Vang? Aye. Representative West?
West, no.
Representative West? Nay. Madam Chair, there are 11 ayes and 8 nays.
The motion prevails. And I would like to thank you all for your attentiveness and your discussion. And I very much imagine, and especially since we are going to take this to the floor, we will have further discussions. And I bet we'll see both maps as amended once again. I bet this isn't the last time we see the map that the committee members worked so hard on in both parties. And I appreciate your cooperation. I appreciate your attentiveness. I appreciate your attendance at all those listening sessions very much. The work is, our work is for this interim is pretty much over. I don't expect that we're going to have a meeting. There is no meeting set on the schedule. But I know that there are some people that want to make statements and comments about the process that we observed for the last 5, 6, 7 months, but especially during the interim, and that you were so dedicated to our charge and attentiveness to our meeting times. Representative Cleaborn?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to take a moment to thank you for being such an open and transparent chair in this process. For the first time, the public has had input from the beginning, the middle, and the end, as you have stated. You have constantly reminded us that these, as Representative Munson did again today, that these districts belong to the people of Minnesota. They don't belong to the legislators. You have been very open about receiving comment and input from anyone who showed up to testify or to discuss their needs. You've made sure that information has been shared by emails among the committee members. And most importantly, you have always kept Minnesota voices front and center. As you know, I heard today that these maps being referred to as the DFL maps. These are not DFL maps. These are the Murphy Plan, which was devised by listening to the people of Minnesota. And there is nothing more superior in our jobs as representatives than listening to the people of Minnesota. We also heard today about how important county lines are, but we were reminded by Minnesotans who were here long before county lines existed, the importance of their community, their culture, their traditions, and how we should think and be attentive to those needs. I cannot say enough how much I've learned from you, Chair Murphy. And I just thank you for being, I want to think of a forceful word, but I don't have it right now. Just being really sincere in your duties and our legislative responsibilities to get these maps done on time so that we have an opportunity to work with the Senate and and to get a bill through conference committee and get a bill to the governor's desk for signature. So thank you, Chair Murphy.
Thank you, Representative Cleburne. Before Representative Torkelson, is there anyone else that wishes to talk, discuss, comment? Representative Torkelson.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. First, of course, I want to thank you for your work. We've communicated openly, although I can't say that I had a lot of input into your map. And calling it a DFL map is because I don't see that there was any GOP input into drawing that map. But that's beside the point, really. This is a process that we're going through, Madam Chair, and I thank you for your hard work. And I know that both you and the Vice Chair worked hard on your side of the aisle to get our map together. As you mentioned earlier, Madam Chair, I think it's really important to recognize our census takers. We in Minnesota are the beneficiaries of census takers that did an exceptional job this last year. In spite of COVID, in spite of delays, they were able to count enough people in Minnesota, so we retained all 8 of our congressional districts. I can't imagine how much more difficult drawing those congressional maps would be had we been drawing 7 districts instead of 8. So I try to remember to call out those folks every chance I get, because their work is the reason that we have will have eight members of Congress for the next 10 years. And it was very, very close. Second, I'd like to call out the people that draw these maps. Frankly, Madam Chair, you and I don't draw these maps. We certainly have the input, but this is technical work and it's challenging work. And, you know, I think some people think you just tell a computer to go off and draw a map. It's not that way. And I know that on both sides of the aisle, we have very competent people that have done a lot of hard work to get a map together that meets all of the required criteria. And I congratulate them for their work, and I thank them for their work, and not just my staff, but on both sides of the aisle. I know it's very challenging, and it takes people with real expertise. But finally, Madam Chair, I just don't feel like we're any closer to overall resolution. Your and your Vice Chair's stated goal of getting a map on the governor's desk in time to get it signed and are passing a map in time to get it signed by the governor to take effect, this seems a long, long way off. And February 15th is not such a long way off. We've done some important work here. I think it will have some impact on the process, but I don't foresee us meeting in a conference committee, but it's not impossible. All things are possible, but not all things are likely. So I hope that you continue to strive for your goal. But at the same time, I think it's important we recognize that the judiciary branch is up and running as far as redistricting goes. And I hope they're listening. I know they are. I know they pay attention to our work. And we've put out some products here that I believe they can utilize in their work as they assemble their own version. In anticipation of whether or not the legislature is successful. You've called yours the people's map. I call ours the people's map too, Madam Chair. We both listened to testimony. We both heard from people. There's more than one way to draw a map. In fact, there are thousands of ways to draw these maps. But I believe that Minnesota overall has a pretty good product. When I look back over the last number of decades, I see maps that don't look at least gerrymandered. I see election results that have resulted in districts both in the legislative and congressional arenas flip over time. I think that's a sign that the maps have been pretty well drawn. No map is perfect, but again, I think Minnesota has a rich history of expertise in this area. I'm sure you have a copy of the NCSL Big Red Book, and there's a Minnesota authors in that book, and that's a real honor. That indicates that Minnesota takes this work very seriously, and we will do that all the way through to the end of the process. Again, thank you, Madam Chair, for your work. Thank you to the committee members and all staff that have worked on this process, and we'll see you on the floor in January. Actually, probably in February. I don't think we'll have it on the first day.
No, probably not. Thank you so much. I appreciate your comments very much, and I agree with the staff that has worked, fulfilled all of our requests on both sides, and especially the GIS office of the LCC. Mr. Mueller has met every question I've asked and delivered the maps that I asked for. And the Department of Administration is the home of the state demographer, Dr. Susan Brower. And we appreciate the input that and guidance that both Dr. Brower and Mr. Mueller gave us from the very beginning, even before we received the results and or the data in middle of August. We were getting advice and our questions answered from them. But we have the nonpartisan House Research Department with Patrick McCormick and Matt Gehring, who has been of service to all of us on this committee. And no matter which caucus we belong to. And you've mentioned the Red Book, Representative Torkelson, and Mr. Gehring is mentioned and is a national expert on redistricting, and I appreciate his efforts every single day. Your research staff, Mr. Cook and Mr. Bennett and Mr. Parrish, we appreciate your efforts and everything that you presented to us in the last 2 weeks. Have given us a lot of time consumed by making comparisons. And I appreciate that you made us make the effort. Jeremy Munson and the lead on the New Republicans and your staff, Ms. Martins, I know that you were very busy, especially at the beginning of the process and working to on suggestions for the maps, and appreciate your efforts a lot. The DFL caucus, Eamon Gallagher and Sarah Burt and Chris McCall, your efforts at making us say the right things and bringing the data together to the communities of interest for us, and answering all the questions that we had of how this fit in with the principles that we adopted. I appreciate your efforts so much. And Mr. Borsari and Ms. Conley, available in the dark of night as well as in the light of dawn. And I appreciate your efforts at any time that you were working on redistricting efforts. But most of all, I thank the people of Minnesota for participating, those of you that participated and those of you that had opinions that and let us know them. If you keep it to yourself or you just talk about it in the backyard fences, that doesn't get to us. But when you open your computer and you figure out how to get on Zoom and you see what we're doing from day to day, that is really making the efforts and communicating with us. And as you heard today from all the members of this committee, whose efforts are shown in either the amendments or the final bill, all of your efforts were appreciated and listened to. And we tried to fit them in. Some we did and some we didn't. And it didn't work for some ways because that ripple, it's like a big fat wave that just washes over us. When you move one thing, one data center, census data, I didn't appreciate that before. I did not appreciate that. But we have done what we could at this time, and we're going to go continue. And I'm not giving up my quest, and I'm not Don Quixote. But I really think by talking and working, we could do this, as the Constitution directs us to do. We can work together. I know it. Just the way we smiled today. We can get this done. And we can get a bill if the will is there. I hope the will is there. Thank you so much. I look forward to continuing to work on these maps and to get agreement and to bring a bill to the governor. We'll see what happens. Please join us in speaking out and encouraging your state legislator to get a solution in the legislature in January and February. And by March, it'll be all over. And we'll be looking at our new districts and whether this is the way it's going to go or not. Decisions have to be made. Be part of the decisions. Let's not give up our responsibility. Let's go forth and walk hand in hand over to the governor's office with our bill. As Representative Torkelson said, it's possible. He's willing. I'm willing. Let's all go together. Thank you very much. This meeting is adjourned.